Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for a spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. I am so glad you're here. Whether you're listening live or catching an archived version of the show, time and distance are no barrier to energy. So whenever you're tuning in, no matter how you found us, I think you're here for a reason. And I hope you hear something in the next hour that helps you gain a new perspective and encourages you to move forward. Now, I don't know about you, but I can be a bit of a stress monkey. If I am not grounded, if I'm thrown off balance, the littlest thing can get to me and can turn from a little thing into something that seems really big and really important, over-important. And I think that that's true of a lot of us these days. One of the things I like about what I do for my job, my vocation, my path, is that I get to talk to people from all over the world about what they're experiencing, what they're going through. And I'm talking with a lot of people these days who are stressed about finance, career, relationship, people who are feeling uncertain and uneasy about what the future holds for them, and they're not sure that they have tools to navigate that uncertainty. My guest today is Shan Vanderleek, and she is here to help us defuse some of the stress and anxiety in our lives so that we can move toward peace and growth. Now, I'll introduce you to Shan in just a minute, but first, please zip over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything. Go crazy. I don't mind. Just start clicking. Registration's open for the next session of the online psychic development intensive. That starts, next week. There's a free audio up there so that you can jumpstart your daily spiritual practice. You can find out more about who's coming up on the show, and there's a ton of great stuff on the site. If you are looking for compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive guidance, and you want to connect with me privately, fogcitypsychic.com is the place to get more information about that, too. And now, successful television advertising maven turned transformation goddess, yogini, and author of Life on Your Terms, Shan Vanderleek, is the founder of True Balance International, the co-founder of Anxiety Slayer, and the creator of the Transformation Goddess Experience. Shan is unconventional. She is delightfully curious. She inspires professional women in transition to live life on their terms and create more balance in their lives through coaching, self-care, and creative expression. To find out more about Shan and her work, you can visit anxietyslayer.com and shanvanderleek.com. Shan, welcome back to Out of the Fog.
It's wonderful to be here. I think this is my third visit with you, Karen.
Oh my goodness. Well, I love having you here. And you always bring you have a very generous energy. You always bring a lot of warmth and you bring a lot of light. And I think we need more of that in the world, honestly.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you're here to talk today about Anxiety Slayer, the Anxiety Slayer Project. That is an awesome name. What inspired you to begin this project, and what is it?
Oh, my God. This is such a great project and a story that I'm really excited to share. My partner and I, Ananga Sivir, Ananga lives over in the UK, and I'm here in the United States. We found each other online in 2009, and we both admired each other's work and thought it would be neat to have a conversation about how we might co-create something together. And that something became Anxiety Slayer. And since November of 2009, we've met once a week, roughly, and we've created podcasts and all kinds of calming exercises and free downloadable information, and now we're making albums, and we're mixing up a potent blend of coaching and yoga and Ayurveda, relaxation hypnosis, even some EFT, and with both of our experiences in life and the passion for what we do, we're just we were a team that was meant to work together. So we created Anxiety Slayer to share our favorite tricks and tips to help others shake themselves free from anxiety. And how can we do that? Because we have both suffered from our own anxiety and had to figure out ways to ground ourselves, to be able to function in the world without being overwhelmed. And so many people right now are in that overwhelmed place, in that stress place. So here we are in 2012, and Ananga and I have never met in person.
Oh, you've never seen each other?
We have over 100 podcasts on iTunes. We've created 3 albums, all kinds of downloadable products, just formed this virtual friendship, and she's one of my closest friends in the world. I've never been in the room with her.
Oh my gosh, don't you love the way that we can create community in different ways? We can support each other without even having to physically to be in the same room or even the same country.
Yeah. Yeah, really, really cool.
Amazing. When you in your life have worked through times of anxiety and stress, Shan, how has it affected you? What does it do to you when you get in that stress monkey place?
Well, there are a number of different things that happen for me. Thankfully, not too many of them happen anymore, but my heart will begin to race, and I will start to feel very fatalistic, like, you know, nothing's working, nothing's going right, and everything's so big and drama and, you know, make things just as big as you can and blow everything up. And that just makes it worse. Mm-hmm. And part of that stems from, I'm a recovering perfectionist.
Uh-huh.
So part of my stress or part of my anxiety would come from this expectation that was just so out of whack, and that I would put that on myself and really expect perfection every single time. So kind of like the Olympic gymnast that has, you know, a perfect routine 9 out of 10 times, but the 10th time is the only one she could remember. So I had to learn how to breathe through that, how to work through that, and how to look at things from a level of excellence versus a level of perfection.
Mm.
I need lots of recovery time when I do anything socially, any big group events, speaking engagements, those kinds of things. I love to do them, but I need plenty of buffer time before and after I do them in order to take care of myself so that I don't become anxious.
Mm-hmm. I found that for myself. I was at the Lightworkers Conference this last weekend, and that was it was amazing. And I had a blast. It was a lot of fun. I got to not only teach and speak and meet people, but I got to be around this tremendous high energy gathering. But for someone like me who does most of my work virtually, it was a very stressful environment. And I found that when I got home, which was about Monday noon, you and I were emailing at that time. And I remember emailing you and go, I'm sorry, I'm really confused. I'm toast. It's over for me. I'm going to bed. I think I need that recovery time too.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people do, and they don't realize it. And so they don't set themselves up, you know, to take what they need, to take the time, make the space that they need. Anytime I have a speaking engagement, that is the only thing that I'm responsible for doing in that particular day. And then the day after, I don't have any, it's all very, very much easygoing, you know, nothing major, no client calls. You just start to learn what is in your best interest so that you can show up for yourself mm-hmm. and for the people in your life in the healthiest way possible. None of us are at our best when we're run ragged or, you know, freaking out or trying to be something that we're not in order to impress I don't even know who.
Right. Well, and that's the problem, isn't it? If everything has to be perfect, then everyone mm-hmm. is a critic. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
You don't even know who it is you're trying to so hard to impress.
Right. Right.
Well, we're going to go to break in just a second. And when we do that, when we come back, I have a wonderful, you've given us a wonderful sample of a grounding exercise that the listeners can do along with us. Grounding's very important when you start to feel that anxiety coming in, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think so too. And I know for me, if I'm off balance, it makes it a lot easier for me to get thrown off course. So when we come back, we will just talk for a second about grounding, what it is, why it's important, and how it can help you begin to move through stress. And we'll listen to this wonderful audio that you've provided, which is from one of your new albums. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Shan Vanderleek from AnxietySlayer.com. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ. As this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest today is Shan Vanderleek. She is the co-founder of Anxiety Slayer and founder of True Balance International. She's the creator of the Transformation Goddess Experience, and she's here today talking about how we can move through stress, how we can move through anxiety, and try to find some peace and tranquility. So, Shan, welcome back.
So happy to come back.
I mean, some people, we get to that first commercial and we just boot them off. I mean, they don't come back. Some people, we just hang up on them and then that's the end of their careers. So you've done very well so far. Now, you've brought with you a grounding exercise that we're going to play in just a minute. It's about 5 minutes of a guided grounding meditation. Can you say a little bit about what grounding is, why it's important, and a little bit about to introduce this exercise?
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you. Grounding exercises are designed to help you focus your attention on the present moment. All too often, we get stuck in past loops, past experiences, or we start to freak out a little bit about what's around the corner, what's to come. And really the very best thing we can do is pull ourselves back in our bodies, back to the present moment, and ground ourselves to the best of our abilities. I find that grounding exercises are helpful whenever you're having an experience that is overwhelming or that is absorbing all of your attention. It's a great way to take a break and snap back to reality relatively quickly. Now, what we're going to be listening to is something that that is wonderfully relaxing and grounding. It's from the new Transformation Goddess album, which is created for women who do too much, but certainly can apply to men who do too much as well. And it's just one of many ways that you can ground yourself, and definitely would recommend that this is done, you know, not driving down the road, but actually, you know, in your home, in the comfort of your own home, or somewhere, if you're listening outside, where you can sit down and be safe and close your eyes. So if you can do that, this is the perfect exercise for you right now. And if you can't, you're welcome to listen later to the recording or to grab a copy of the album if you wish.
Sounds great. Let's go ahead and hear that exercise.
I invite you to find a quiet place where you can take a few minutes to enjoy this grounding exercise. This is the perfect exercise to do if you're just feeling a little bit spun out or out of sorts, and you really need to come back down and ground yourself and really plant your feet on the ground. I invite you to stand with your legs spread apart, knees slightly bent. Close your eyes. And now picture pulling energy from the earth up through the bottom of your feet, up through the soles of your feet to your ankles. Just breathe nice, natural breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. Breathe that grounding energy, inhale it in through the bottom of your feet, up through your ankles. And now, climbing up to your knees. Continue to breathe, and as you inhale, invite that energy to climb even higher up to your thighs. And now feel that grounding energy climb even higher to your hips and your belly. Picture yourself tethered to the earth, the energy flowing effortlessly from the earth through the soles of your feet, past your ankles, to your knees, to your thighs, to your hips, your belly, now climbing to your solar plexus. You are grounded. You are safe. Inhale and invite that grounding energy up into your heart and shoulders. Feel it move up through your neck and your head, and then cycle right back around. Picture this energy cycling through your body. Like a figure eight, like infinity, it continues to move and flow and help you remain grounded. And if you'd like, you can practice inviting that energy up one side of your body, maybe up the right side of your body, and then cycling to the left. Just notice how you feel. Grounded, safe. This technique just about anywhere. I highly recommend being outside, standing barefoot on the earth whenever possible, but certainly this is something you can do with your shoes on inside your home. The point is to give yourself permission to ground your body and then just to notice how you feel. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace.
That is wonderful, Shan.
Oh, thank you.
And the music is fabulous. I listen to a lot of grounding meditations, and sometimes the music makes you feel like you're being shot into space on a rocket. And the drum in there really is part of the grounding. Can you say a little bit about the music?
I can tell you that Ananga is an extraordinary musician and the producer of our albums. And she creates all of our music, custom music. And she just continues to astound me.
And it sounds like she's drawing on a lot of different sources. I like that very much. What else can we find on the album? And remind us of the name of the album again, too, please.
The album is The Transformation Goddess Experience. And it is available at iTunes. And there is the grounding technique that we just heard. And then there's also just the music without my voice.
So
it's Transformation Goddess Experience, Guided Relaxations for Women Who Do Too Much. That's the official title. And there's affirmation meditations and music, as well as a lovely guided visualization that's much longer and perfect to just really lay down and in Shavasana, or just rest and listen to. And then the grounding exercise, which in a matter of just over 6 minutes, you can change your entire day. Your energy shifts. I mean, listen to you and I right now, we're both like,
I know, I feel so much better now.
So, really great stuff, available at iTunes, available at Amazon, available at Anxiety Slayer, if we've got it up over there. And then we have a couple of other albums as well. We've decided that what
I got you a dog, Shan.
I'm ready to give the dog the grounding meditation.
The dog needs a grounding meditation. This is a great place to take a break. This is Karen at Out of the Fog and Pepper, the psychic puppy, and we'll be right back after this.
Here we come. Here we come.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Do you feel that somehow there should be more to life? Would you like to navigate through life so that you can more easily find your way to greater joy, ease, and abundance? Join Transformation Talk Radio hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz on Saturday, September 15th in Seattle for Authenticity Rising, 5 fun steps to true empowerment. For more information about this one-day workshop, visit AuthenticityRising.com. That's AuthenticityRising.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Experience every day fully energized and vitalized, infused with the essence of gratitude. Our decorative electrostatic labels do just that. They are compact and easy to carry everywhere you go. Peel off the back, place it on any glass surface such as your drinking glasses, your home and office windows, or even your car windows. Visit our shop at explorationgratitude.com, and when you pick 4 kits of electrostatic essence of gratitude labels, you'll receive 1 kit free.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her 4-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Thank you.
when you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side, oh, when times get
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I am Karen Hager. My guest is Shan Vanderleek from AnxietySlayer.com. You can also find out more about, she has many other projects. She helps women step into their power, realize their beauty, get in touch with their own spiritual awesomeness at shanvanderleek.com. And she's, there are many other projects that she works on that you can find out about there. Shan, that music just kind of blisses me out. That combined with the meditation now has got me feeling very happy. Even Pepper the Psychic Puppy didn't really ruffle my feathers too badly there.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it. It's such a pleasure to co-create this work with Ananga. And I love her music, and she loves my voice, and we let the two dance together, and there you go.
Now, you've created other albums that are available, and I know you've got a new one that just came out called Emotional Peace. Can you say a little bit about that?
Oh, sure. Emotional Peace was actually our second album, and it was created to help you turn your mind off and shut down the worry, all of the negativity and all of the stress that's swirling about. But it's also tools to help you get through the rough spot. So recordings that help you have fewer rough spots and help you cope with whatever might be going on. One of my favorite pieces on Emotional Peace is called Solace, Guided Meditations for Sadness. And then there's another area, Affirmations for Hope in Challenging Times. The letting go meditation is extraordinary, but I will tell you, if you listen to that, you probably will fall asleep. So, yeah, oh. You need to know that.
All right, I'm glad I didn't play that one on the air, because that's bad. You don't want that.
That is a 16 minute retreat for your soul. Mm. And actually, one of Ananga's favorite pieces that we've created is Letting Go on the Emotional Peace album.
Wonderful. And all those are available over on iTunes, right? And there's
more at iTunes and Amazon and CD Baby. And really the easiest way to search for them is to just plug my name into the search area at iTunes, Shan Vanderleek, and then all of our albums will pop up.
Fantastic.
And, yeah.
We were talking a little bit earlier about being a perfectionist, and not that I would know anything about that personally. I'm just drawing on my experience, you know, to talk about this. One of the things about perfectionists is that we have a hard time asking for help, because to ask for help, to use a tool, to reach out would mean that we hadn't done it right, that we weren't perfect. What kind of tools can you offer, and how can you help people kind of get the courage to reach for the tools when they're dealing with anxiety, when they're dealing with stress?
Well, I think one of the things that Ananga and I have done is we've tried to make it as simple as possible for any of the people who listen to our podcasts or visit our website to get to that calming point as quickly as possible. And often when you're in that place of stress and anxiety, even listening to a podcast can feel like too much, or looking at a computer screen can feel like too much. So one of the things that I like to recommend that everybody do is find and use their calming point. And to find that point, you make a fist with your left hand and look for where your middle finger touches your palm.
Okay.
Now you press that point with the thumb of your right hand for about a minute while you take nice, deep, steady breaths. And this is where we're going to relax our jaw, let our shoulders drop, and just release and relax as much as we can while holding that point gently and continuing to take nice, deep, slow breaths. Anybody can do that, and it can be done anywhere, and no one even needs to know what you're up to.
Right. Right. It's very subtle that you can do that when you're in the big meeting with somebody who you're afraid is going to yell at you. You can do that when you're standing in line at the grocery store and you feel like the person in front of you is being too slow and you got to get out of there right away. You can do it in traffic, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I love to start there. I mean, there's certainly many breathing exercises that we also share that, again, are very simple. We want to create as much ease and grace to use these tools as we can.
Do you feel like there is more stress in the world, or is it that people are sort of expressing it more? Feel more comfortable about expressing it?
I think that there's more because of the demands that we place on ourselves, because of the faster pace of technology, because of economic climate, because often it's very, very easy to become out of balance. And so many of us are not living in our bodies. We're just pushing ourselves to the point of exhaustion in some cases, and forgetting about how important it is to come back to yourself, to come back to that self-care, and to understand that the only way you're going to be okay, the only way that you're going to be healthy and joyful in this life is if you come back and find your center. So if you're completely maxed out and stressed out and bouncing off the walls and worried about this and that and the other, I mean, you know that kind of person with that kind of frenetic energy, and you just want to give them a hug.
Yeah.
And and just make them, sit down with a cup of tea and a blanket and, tell them they're going to be okay, rub their feet, whatever they need, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I've seen an increase in just the short time that Ananga and I have been working together. I mean, we have, I think, somewhere around almost 17,000 downloads or listeners on at iTunes,
mm-hmm.
and our albums have been taking off like crazy. So we're our following is growing, and I tell you that not because I'm so impressed, but we haven't really done any promoting. We just show up and do the work,
right?
And we're being found, and we're getting a little bit better about telling people about what we're up to. But it's nice. We do these Slayer sessions at least once a month where we answer listener questions. We get emails every day, and then we try and cover the questions that that come up the most in a conversational style.
Right. That's wonderful. And I think, too, that I'm a big believer that there are really only two ways to react to anything. You can react in love, or you can react in fear and anxiety. When you get into that panic, you get into that fight or flight response. It's very difficult to find yourself. It's very difficult to sit down and have the cup of tea or connect with your divinity or anything like that when you are in fear. And because we're in a place now energetically where so many people are in fear, it makes it a lot harder for people to see the opportunities, see the potential, see the actually wonderful transformative things that can be happening.
I agree. And our goal is to love up as many people as we possibly can and share the tools and resources that they need so that they can come back to that place of comfort and know that they have everything that they need if they wish to be there, and to understand that it will get better. It's like this time of year is very transformational in the United States with, at least where you and I live, everything's turning from summer to fall. You've got the cooler air. You've got big winds gusting and leaves falling off the trees, and everything's changing. The clouds are flying through the sky, and everything's changing. So that's happening to our bodies at the same time.
Hmm.
And if you think about that, and oh my goodness, if this entire space that I live in is going through a transition, and it could be anywhere in the world. Seasonal transitions happen anywhere, but that's also affecting your body. So be mindful of what's happening in your body. Be mindful of the nutrition that you choose. Be mindful of how you're caring for yourself, and that it's okay, that things are going to get a little bit weird for a while, you know, until we settle back into, you know. And I think it's just that awareness. The reason why I bring that up is to be aware of these things that sometimes just slip right by us because they're so obvious that we don't see them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I love that idea of connecting with our bodies. I liked what you said before about how a lot of times we're mostly out of our bodies. We drive ourselves out of our own bodies. We drive ourselves away from being connected. And this time of year is a wonderful time to reconnect with the changes in nature wherever you happen to be in the world. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Shan Vanderleek. We're talking about the Anxiety Slayer Project at anxietyslayer.com, and Shan's other projects as well can be found at shanvanderleek.com. We'll be right back after this.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazing that is their life.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Call the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I love this music. This is all thanks to the amazing Chris, who is picking things that not only make me dance back and forth, but also have some resonance with the topic we're discussing. My guest today on the show is Shan Vanderleek. We're talking about the Anxiety Slayer Project, ways that you can release some of the stress, release some of the anxiety in your life so that you can move to peace and tranquility. So, Shan, we touched on a little bit before about there are podcasts available at anxietyslayer.com. There are, you guys have recorded albums. There are all kinds of things that people can see when they go to the site. You were telling me off the air, you guys got kind of a very cool award last year. Tell me what that is.
We did. We were awarded, Healthline.com awarded us one of the top 10 anxiety blogs in 2012.
Awesome.
And they're a pretty big site. So we were really, really jazzed to find that out. And it was a nice validation to continue doing what we're doing.
And I think it shows the way that you are touching people's lives, the need for this, maybe the growing need for this. So I love that. Sort of an accolade like that might help you reach more people, might make more people aware of the work that you're doing.
We hope so. We hope so. We're pretty excited about it.
Now, there's a free ebook available on the site. Is that right?
There is. It's called Slay Your Stress Now. And all you have to do is head over to anxietyslayer.com. And enter your email address, and you will get the free ebook immediately.
That's wonderful. I really like the name Anxiety Slayer. It isn't like the Anxiety Whisperer or the Gentle Anxiety Kitten Snuggler. Gentle, it's Slayer, right?
You know it. We're
wiping it down.
Yes. We're wiping out the fear and discomfort of anxiety.
Yeah.
and I will say that I'm a fan of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, so now you might have an idea of where this may have come from.
Perhaps, maybe that may have been where it came from.
Perhaps if you were to look at the font, you might find that it is Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, see, I'm not up to speed on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I am tragically unhip, I have been told, by my children and by other adults. So I did not see the connection there, as I should have.
Ananga's probably like, no, don't tell them that.
We did touch a little bit earlier on, you had mentioned about how important it is to take care of your body with what you're putting into your body, how you treat your body. And I know that you have had, on some of the podcasts, you and Ananga have talked a little bit about Ayurveda and how Ayurvedic techniques may help people who are experiencing kind of ongoing levels of stress and anxiety. Can you touch on that just a little bit?
I absolutely can. Ayurveda is India's ancient science of self-healing. And Ananga really is the expert here, although I have learned a lot from her in the time that we've been working together. And we have several interviews that explain Ayurveda, that explain what it's all about, and how it can, how when you practice Ayurveda, you can really calm your stress levels. And a lot of that has to do with understanding and knowing your body type and your mind type. And these are called doshas. Mm-hmm. So there might be a vata dosha it tends to be somebody who is very thin, very creative, can be a little bit flighty, dry skin, you know, just if you think of the stereotypical artist waif, that would give you an idea. The Pitta dosha is more fiery and can really compute a lot, big brain, always on the go, making things happen, and fired up. And then the Kapha body and mind style is slower moving and more earthy and related to water. I forgot to mention that Vata is very much affected by wind. And so right now it's very easy, if you are a Vata dosha, to become out of balance with all of the seasonal changes, and you need to be mindful of that. So doshas, Vata, Pitta, Kapha, and then we teach you the kinds of foods that are most beneficial to those particular body and mind types, and the kinds of things that help you stay balanced in that place. And a lot of us are more than one. I tend to be a Pitta mind and a Kapha body, but certainly there are days that I can be completely Vata disturbed, where I'm just, you know, somewhere out there. You need to bring me back. So we all have elements of each. And at the Anxiety Slayer site, we actually have a quiz that you can take so you can learn more about your body type, so that you can learn simple ways to support yourself with Ayurveda and anxiety. We have body basics and just all kinds of really great stuff that that your listeners can check into and be supported. And I think it'll probably lead them to want to know more. I know I'm on my second book now about Ayurveda, and trying to bring more of the Ayurvedic practices into my everyday life, into the way that that I move and the nutrition that I choose, and to be more supportive of you know the body that I'm in and the way that my mind works. Because if a Pitta mind is off balance, we can be really nasty. You know, wow, okay. might we need to take a break? And then, you know, it's just really interesting to go take the quiz, learn a little bit more about it, and then if you have any questions, just reach out to us. And Ananga is my better half when it comes to Ayurveda. She'll answer anything that comes up for you.
Wonderful. With just a couple minutes left to go, what would you say is what's the best thing you could tell someone who is feeling a lot of stress right now and maybe not knowing how to turn that around?
To be gentle with yourself, to know that you're not alone, and to please, please, please visit the Anxiety Slayer site, because there's really some great information there, and we even have a place, you know, start here. If there was one product that I would say makes sense to begin with, it's called the Quick Anxiety Stopper. It's extraordinarily popular, and it's something that has helped a lot of people, a simple anxiety relief tool that you can use anywhere, anytime, to regain some calm and control. So if you're feeling like, oh my gosh, that sounds like that's for me, that's just one of many products that we've created.
Fantastic. Shan Vanderleek, thank you so much for being on the show. You know you're coming back, so you may as well just sit there until the next time it's time for you to be on the show. I'd love to have you back.
Oh, thank you. I would love to come back. Thank you so much.
You're welcome anytime. That is Shan Vanderleek. She is the co-creator of AnxietySlayer.com. And I highly recommend that site to your attention. You can check out their albums also on iTunes. Just search for Shan Vanderleek. Now, that's all the time we have for today. Please don't forget to go to FogCityPsychic.com and click on everything. And next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, we'll be discussing the Amadeus healing modality with Beth Cosmos. Now, you can get details about all my upcoming radio hijinks, and there are more and more of those. I'm having a great time. And you can hear recordings of past episodes at FogCityPsychic.com. Just click on the Out of the Fog radio logo on the homepage. Thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world. And a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect. Make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.